effective effects of rosmarinic acid, a natural antioxidant found in rosemary, against AB neurotoxicity in Alzheimer's mouse models. His groundbreaking findings led to a clinical trial of rosemary tea in Japan, further solidifying his role in the development of natural treatments for Alzheimer's disease. Additionally, Dr. Alcom's identification of the neurofilament light chain, NFL, as an overexpressed protein in response to AB neurotoxicity in animal models of Alzheimer's disease has triggered more research and paved the way for improved early diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. NFL is now recognized as an early biomarker of Alzheimer's pathology, offering hope for timely interventions in patients at risk of cognitive decline. With approximately 30 peer-reviewed papers and book chapters to his name, Dr. Alcom remains active in research. Through his research and publications, Dr. Alcom aims to empower caregivers, medical professionals, and the general public with evidence-based strategies to promote brain health and delay cognitive decline, contributing to the ongoing fight against Alzheimer's disease. Section 1, General Introduction. In this section, we will explore the fundamental aspects of Alzheimer's disease, providing readers with essential background knowledge and context. Understanding the nature of Alzheimer's, including its symptoms, causes, and risk factors, is crucial for families, caregivers, and healthcare professionals alike. We will delve into the significance of early diagnosis and the role of biomarkers in detecting the disease at its onset. By laying a solid foundation of knowledge, this section aims to empower readers to better comprehend the complexities of Alzheimer's and its impact on individuals and families, ultimately fostering a proactive approach to care and treatment. Chapter 1, Introduction to Alzheimer's Disease. Alzheimer's disease is a condition that affects the brain, causing problems with memory, thinking, and behavior. It is the most common cause of dementia, a general term for memory loss and cognitive decline that interferes with daily life. Understanding what Alzheimer's is and who gets it can help families and medical professionals support patients and plan for the future. What is Alzheimer's? Alzheimer's disease is a brain disorder that slowly destroys memory and thinking skills. In its early stages, it may be hard to notice. Patients might forget recent conversations or struggle to find the right words. As the disease progresses, it affects problem-solving, decision-making, and even simple tasks like dressing or eating. Eventually, it can severely impact a person's ability to communicate and care for themselves. In a healthy brain, nerve cells, neurons, communicate with each other through electrical signals, helping you think, remember, and learn. In Alzheimer's disease, abnormal protein deposits form in and around these nerve cells, disrupting communication between brain cells and causing them to die. Two main types of proteins are responsible for this damage: amyloid plaques and tau tangles. Amyloid plaques. Clumps of protein that build up between neurons, blocking signals and causing inflammation. Tau tangles. Twisted strands of protein that form inside neurons, preventing them from functioning properly. As more neurons die, the brain shrinks. This loss of brain cells is what leads to memory loss, confusion, and changes in behavior. The damage starts in the hippocampus, the part of the brain responsible for memory, and spreads to other areas that control language, judgment, and movement. By the final stages of Alzheimer's, a person may lose the ability to carry out even basic tasks like walking or swallowing. Who gets Alzheimer's? Understanding who is most at risk for developing Alzheimer's disease can help families and caregivers identify potential warning signs early. Several factors contribute to a person's likelihood of developing the disease. Though it is important to remember that Alzheimer's can affect people with no clear risk factors. Risk factors. Age. Age is the biggest risk factor for Alzheimer's. Most people with the disease are over the age